While some, unhappy with the Donald Trump presidency, took to protest marches over the weekend, others are considering a way to bring about political change from the inside. WHYY's Dave Davies dropped in on a recent gathering in Center City, Philadelphia, designed to teach political newcomers how to run for local office.
The gathering, billed as How to Run for a Neighborhood Office and Win, was organized by a newly formed group called the Philadelphia Democratic Progressive Committee. They promoted it on Facebook and by word of mouth, and 400 people showed up, many of them millennials. Why?
Well, I was very disappointed with the outcome of the national election.
That's Sarah Hansel, a 30-year-old attorney.
And I felt like I could no longer sort of sit on the sidelines of the democratic process.
So, like other progressive Democrats, she came to learn about running for the most local of offices, being a neighborhood committee person of the Democratic Party. A panel of more experienced political hands explained how power in the Philadelphia Democratic Party is held by its 69 ward leaders.
Those ward leaders are elected by committee people. Those committee people are elected directly by the folks. You can ask your neighbors to vote for you for committee person.
That's Brett Mandel, who's run for city controller twice. Mandel explained that if enough good people become committee people and they elect good ward leaders, the party can become more small-d democratic and more devoted to progressive ideas. But several on the panel said the party is ruled by an old guard of ward leaders who will resist change. You can win a neighborhood committee person's post with as few as 10 votes if it's vacant. If there's an incumbent, perhaps one loyal to the incumbent ward leader, you'll have to run a campaign. Ben Waxman, who nearly knocked off an incumbent state representative last year, told newcomers they better not expect to win with texts and Facebook posts.
Get ready to lace up your boots and get ready to knock on doors. The other thing that I will say for my fellow millennials, you're going to have to talk to some old people. Okay? If you want to win an election, all right? You're going to have to talk to people who aren't just part of your little social bubble.
Karen Bojar, a committee woman for 30 years, said she's not running for re-election because it's time for new, younger voices in the party.
Many of the committee people and the ward leaders in the Democratic Party, and I think the Republican Party as well, are in their 60s, 70s. There will be generational change. And the generational change is a real opportunity for political change.
While the prospect of winning a ground-level post in the party seemed appealing and within reach to many, there's another side to becoming a committee person. If you win, you have a 4-year term. And veteran committeeman Omar Sabir says it's less about lofty political debate than serving the community that elected you.
But, you know, it's a 24-hour job because you actually deal with constituents. So you actually have to do work. I mean, they knock on your door at all times of nights asking you, can you call the state representative up? Can you do all the other things? You see them at the grocery store.
Sabir, by the way, is a committeeman in the Overbrook ward of the party chairman, Congressman Bob Brady. Sabir says progressives' belief that party leaders are corrupt and self-serving is mistaken. They aren't perfect, he says, but the parties generally run in an open and democratic way, and he's excited to see the energy the newcomers bring. How many of the 400 who showed up will actually follow through and run? Taniko Cobb, a 31-year-old teacher, is considering it.
I would like to help people in my neighborhood to begin with, and I would also like to work on education. Everything begins at the bottom and has to work its way up. Change begins from within.
Elections for party committee posts aren't until next year in Philadelphia, so she'll have some time to think about it and start knocking on doors. Dave Davies, WHYY News.